table, you have entered another brand new month again with brand new gifts, with brand new gifts, with brand new gifts. Somebody shout! Look, all glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah!
Somebody return glory to Him. Hey, hey.
Hallelujah.
to the Lord. Shout a shout of joy. Father, we worship.
Worshiping because he's good, he's kind, he's marvelous, he's glorious. For God bringing you to the month of October is not by your strength nor by your ability, but God brought you thus far. He brought you so that he will not disgrace you. He brought you so that he can be glorified in your life. Worship him, adore him, reverence him, exalt his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Give him praise. You can move your hand. You can move your leg. Give him praise. Give him praise. Adore him.
Adonai. We worship you. Adonai.
We worship you.
Thank you. You are going to pray and say, Father, for the rest of my life, don't let me sorrow again. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. For the rest of my life, for the rest of my being, for the rest of, oh Lord, my days on earth, don't let me ever sorrow again. Sorrow will be far away from me. Sorrow and shame, reproaches will be far, very far away from my destiny, far away from my life. I will never sorrow again. For the rest of my life, for the rest of my family, till we see you in glory, we will not sorrow again. We will not sorrow again. We will not sorrow again. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Help me to locate one family that you've not prayed with. Look for one family. Ask for that family name. And say, Father, quickly, quickly, quickly. It's our custom. Say, Father, ask for that family name. Quickly, ask for that family name. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, over the family of Olukayas, we decree this morning, you will not sorrow again. You will not sorrow over your children. You will not sorrow over any relative. You will not sorrow over your work. Sorrow will be far away from you. Pray. Look for another family. Quickly look for another family. Say, Father, ask for that family name. Say, Father, every root cause of sorrow. Say, open your mouth and say, Father, every root cause of sorrow in this family of Olukoya, we uproot them this morning. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Every root cause of sorrow in this family, in this home, in their business, in their finances, every root cause of sorrow, every root cause of sorrow in this life, in this, oh Lord, their destiny. Lord, we uproot them. We uproot them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Look for the third person, third family. They said that woman came back to a child, and they called the name of that child sorrow. Ibanuje, ah no, you are going to pray and say, Father, every tag of sorrow in this family of Olukoya, we blot them out by the blood of Jesus. We remove them, we cancel them. Every tag of sorrow associated to this family of Olukoya, we remove them by fire. 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 Every tag of sorrow. For the fourth family. Fourth family. Ask for that fourth family's name. And say, Father. Everyone wants to hear your volume. Say, Father, every garment of sorrow in this family of Olukoya, cut fire now. In the name of Jesus. Every garment of sorrow. Every garment of sorrow. Every garment of sorrow in this family of Olukoya, cut fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look for the fifth family. Look for the fifth family. Say, Father, ask for the surname. Ask for the surname. Surname, not the personal name. Surname. Say, Father, over the family of Olukoya, every bread of sorrow they've been eating in this family, we truncate that thing now. We truncate the bread. We destroy it by fire. Every bread of sorrow they've been eating. Every poor bread of sorrow. Bread of sorrow that they've been eating in this family. We put an end to it. In the name of Jesus. Malika Yabaroso Pralia. Rabababababa. La Pralia Malenso Pralia. La Pralia Malia. La Pralia Pralia. Repeat your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we ask this morning that every bread of sorrow, every garment of sorrow, every sorrow that you are born with, every traces of sorrow in your DNA, this morning upon this altar, we terminate them in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you louder? Amen. If the amen of your neighbor is louder than yours, then God will attend to him or her before. Every one of you that have been wearing the garment of sorrow since the beginning of your days on earth, from right now, as the Lord liveth, I command that garment of fire, oh sorrow, to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every one of you that have been eating the bread of sorrow, I command by fire, vomit them now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, two hands before the Lord. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are breathing out sorrow out of your DNA. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Take the Holy Spirit inside of you. Breathe out. It may take long, don't worry. Some of you, after this meeting, you will begin to vomit certain things that is not of God in your life. And your life will have meaning. Your life that has no meaning before will begin to have meaning in the name of Jesus. Breathe in for the last time. Take a deep breath. Don't go. Hold it. Take it. Breathe out now. Lembrahima kaya baruson. Everything that have held you bound in life and destiny, that have brought sorrow to your destiny, I release you now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to the mount of supernatural grace. Lord, the grace that was for others in the old, let it work much more for us this day and for the rest of this month, the rest of this year, the rest of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Your amen, your neighbor's amen is higher than yours. God, we attend to him or her. So we declare this month of October open and for supernatural grace to walk with you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord a clap offering in the house. Walk around and say, celebration coming for you. We are coming to gather to celebrate with you. No more sorrow in your life. No more sorrow over your destiny. No more sorrow in your home. No more sorrow in your lineage. Congratulations. Please be seated. This is what we enjoy every morning. If you have not joined us, you can please join us every morning 6 to 6:30 a.m. Every morning. Because today is the first day we have covenant day with the Lord, which goes with anointing. And as we were praying yesterday, the Lord told us to bring a symbol of our working equipment to before Him, so that something can come upon it. Everything you've not witnessed before now, after this service, after this meeting, you will begin to witness them. I thought somebody would say a better amen. Before I go into the message, few message, then we'll do the anointing service, then we'll go. This month will be different from other months. It doesn't matter, don't worry. You will begin to see it. You will witness it. It will be established in the name of Jesus. Today marks the 55th or the 55th anniversary of Nigeria. If you are in Nigeria, give the Lord a clap offering for celebration, celebration, celebration. Now, if Nigeria has been at war, we won't be able to gather like this. You need to go to Sudan. You need to go to other nations where there are wars. You will know that God loves Nigeria. How many of you know that God loves you? Hallelujah. Now, so this morning, we want to look at this foundation of what God wants to do in this month of October. And this month of October has been declared supernatural grace. Somebody will say, grace is what you don't deserve. That what is given to you that you don't deserve. There is different kinds of grace. But I don't have all the time. I'm just going to tell you and differentiate what supernatural grace means and what grace is all about. When you look at Mark chapter 5 verse 45, Mark chapter 5 verse 45, there is what we call common grace that comes upon every man. Matthew 5:45. There is what we call common grace upon the life of a man. Matthew 5:45. That comes upon every man. This is the common grace. It said that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good. So every man has a measure of grace. But after this meeting, supernatural grace will work for you. The one that doesn't work for others, it will begin to work for you. It will work in your ministry. It will work in your home. It will work in your businesses. Know that the common grace that God gives is the evil and the good. The Bible says on the good, he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. That's a common grace. But we are not talking about common grace. We are talking about supernatural grace. And you will see what supernatural grace can do for you. Another example of grace is the saving grace. The saving grace that brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You were once a sinner, but grace brought you. You didn't pay for it. You didn't purchase it. It was grace that brought you into the fold. That's another kind of grace. But we are not talking about common grace. We are not talking about saving grace. We are not talking about sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is what makes you to connect to God on a daily basis. Sanctifying grace makes your antenna to receive from God. But we are not talking about this. We are talking about supernatural grace. Somebody says supernatural grace. No, say it as if you mean it. Say supernatural grace. So I told you there are many more kinds of grace. But we've looked this morning about number one, common grace. Number two, saving grace. Number three, sanctifying grace. But we are not looking at them this morning. What we want to focus on is the supernatural grace. Somebody says supernatural grace. In Luke chapter 2 verse 42. Luke chapter 2 verse 42. Can you give me the scripture? And when he was 12 years, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Verse 43. And the Bible says, and when they have fulfilled all this, they return. And the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And we're going somewhere this morning. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him out among the kinsfolk, among his relatives and acquaintance, but they couldn't find him. But they found, and when they found him out, they turned back to Jerusalem seeking for him. May I announce to you, when something comes upon your life, men will seek for you. I command supernatural grace to come upon you, to reside in your home, to reside in your life, to reside in your business, to reside in your going out, to reside in your coming in the name of Jesus. Now, it came to pass that after 3 days, they couldn't find him. They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, but hearing them and asking them questions. Something is about to happen to somebody. And all that at him were astonished at his understanding and his answer. After this meeting, men will not behold the grace and all of the understanding of God upon your life. Everything we say, it will be established. Everything you all say in your council meeting, it will be accepted. None of your word will be rejected again. None of your word will be all put aside again. When they are looking for solution, you will be the contact man. You will be the solution man. You will be the answers to their questions. In the name of Jesus. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. May I announce to you, when a man carries his supernatural grace, like us making men to be sorrowing, you will make men to rejoice. You will be a source of rejoicing to your generation. You will be a source of rejoicing to your lineage. Can I hear somebody say amen? And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me, while ye know not that I must be about my father's business? This is God's business. And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. In verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all this saying in her heart. Verse 52, hear this, and Jesus increased in faith, wisdom and in status and in favor with God and my man. You can't carry supernatural grace and favor will not follow you. Everywhere you go, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, uncommon favor we speak for you. Uncommon favor will come upon your life. Uncommon favor, oh Lord, will manifest in your doings, in your doings, in your businesses. In the name of Jesus, I command uncommon favor to begin to attend to your needs, to begin to attend to your destiny, to begin to attend to your home, to begin to attend to your marriages, to begin to attend to your businesses. If you believe it, can I hear your louder amen? Verse 53. No, that's the last verse. I think so. Now hear me. Something came up somewhere. And I just overshoot. In verse 40. Look at verse 40. Look at verse 40. Let me take you back. Verse 40. In verse 40, he said, 40. The Bible says, and the child grew. You will grow. I said you will grow. And wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hello, sir. When the grace of God is upon you, you will be outstanding among men. I command supernatural grace that will distinguish you among your equals. That will separate you among others. They said others. When we were in university, we would say there are two universities in the world, in Nigeria. Rather, we would say OAU and others. May I announce to you, among 50, among 70, among 100, among 1,000, among 1,000,000, among 1,000,000,000, you will be outstanding. I said you will be outstanding. The grace of God will single you out. The grace of God will separate you in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says the boy, that little boy, you saw the exploit he was doing, or he did for 3.5 years in his ministry. But the Bible says this man grew in the favor of God and was strong, and the grace of God was upon him. Put your hand upon your head and say, grace, supernatural grace, come upon me now. Supernatural grace, envelope my destiny. Supernatural grace, oh Lord, let me be assured. Oh Lord, come upon me as a garment in the name of Jesus. Lambrari Maria Ramanama Manisopra, in the name of Jesus. Number one, when we talk about supernatural grace, hello sir, when we talk about supernatural grace, for the people that are writing, number one is the extraordinary grace, not ordinary grace, not common grace. Extraordinary is a divine grace. That grace will come upon you. Number two, when we talk about supernatural grace, we talk about exceptional grace. Grace that is unusual. Grace that is not common. It's not for every man. It's not for every day manifestation. Number three, when we talk about supernatural grace, we talk about exceeding grace. Grace that will take you far beyond your imagination. When we talk about supernatural grace, we are talking about exceeding grace that will take you go, that will make you to go beyond your natural endeavors in life. Everything you thought after this meeting, that thing that has not been working, that business that has not been working, supernatural grace, we push, we think, we do a push. Who with supernatural grace? Push the supernatural grace. We push your business. It will push you from level 7. It will take you to level 14. You will say it's not possible. But I've seen that grace has worked in the life of a slave girl and make her to become a queen in a jiffy. I'm here to announce to you that supernatural grace will take you beyond your expectation in life. In the name of Jesus. Malinda Labra. When we talk about supernatural grace, number four is an exponential grace. Grace that brings increase more and more in your destiny. This morning, a few minutes more, the supernatural grace will be sufficient for you. You will see that one in my text this morning. The ordinary, extraordinary grace will be at work for you this morning. When most of us are aware that grace is unmerited or deserved, but many of you don't know that. May I ask, what is the connection between grace and supernatural? Well, precious one, we cannot walk in the supernatural without His grace. You can't walk in the supernatural without His grace. How do I now begin to walk in the supernatural? When you begin to walk in the supernatural, miraculous will begin to answer for you. Eh? Did you hear what I just said? When you begin to walk in the supernatural grace, miraculous will begin to do what? And several years ago, we were about to start a church. We started a church and we were moving in. And I was ministering. And the Lord told me, I said, bring the people from the gallery. Bring them, let them cross like the children of Israel. As they cross, every sorrow of Egypt will be terminated. And immediately, I never knew before God the man that there was a baby carried, a 2-month-year-old baby carried, and they crossed the line. As they crossed the line, there was all in her heart. And as they crossed the line, the mother never told me. Nobody gave me an instant. But the supernatural grace located the one. Because the miraculous was to happen in that meeting. And as the baby crossed and the mother, they went. Nobody told me anything that Sunday. So Monday morning, the mother called me and said, "Daddy, where are you?" I said, "What is the problem? Today's supposed to be my resting day. Where am I?" "Okay, what do you want?" He said, "I need to see you right now." "Oh, why are you coming to see me?" "Daddy, I can't talk it about. I can't explain it. It's beyond explanation." And lo and behold, we saw. By the time we saw, she gave me some series of, what do they call, x-ray. And they said, "Asad, when this baby was born, there was all. The 2 weeks after, the all was increasing. So, for consultation alone, they told her to bring 2.5 million. But when supernatural grace was at work, in one meeting, the Lord sealed up the hole of that baby. I'm here to announce to you, everything you are born with, that is all going to cause trouble for you in your tomorrow, the supernatural grace that works miracles will be at work in your life in the name of Jesus. When this supernatural grace is at work, not that the miraculous is at work alone, it's unlimited grace. Unlimited grace. It will be whatsoever you say, it shall come to pass. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. The Bible says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was in the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to the word of the pastor." According to whose word? The word of the prophet. Thank you, sir. Not the word of God. It wasn't God that sealed the heavens. It was the word of the prophet. May I announce to you today, the prophet was carrying a supernatural grace that anything he decreed, according to Proverbs 22:29, he said, "You shall decree a thing here on earth, and it shall be made established." May I announce to you this morning that everything you decree in this month of October, you will see the manifestation. I didn't hear that. Amen. I didn't hear that. Amen. Verse 28 of that, he said, "Thou shalt decree a thing here on earth." But Proverbs 22:28, he said, "Thou shalt decree a thing." Okay, don't worry. Look for the scripture for that. Now, may I announce to you that when this supernatural grace is at work in your destiny, everything you pronounce, you will think is a joke. It will come. Your husband will come. I said your husband will come. I said your wife will come. Your breakthroughs will come. Your own Lord's success will come. You will not fail again. You will not be troubled again. You will not sorrow again. In the name of Jesus, may I announce to you, it's unlimited grace that you are taking. And when this grace comes upon you, it speaks on your behalf. It does what? It speaks on your behalf. Now, may I announce to you, every grace that you have before, God is going to top it up. You know what they call top up? Top up. Addition. You add upon. You add upon and upon it. May I announce to you this day, as the Lord liveth, by the grace of God, this grace that is coming upon you this morning, you too will not be able to, oh Lord, factor what this grace will do for you in the name of Jesus. This supernatural grace, we speak for somebody in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. The Bible says, there was a woman, sons of the prophet. He was owing debt. And the man of God said, "What do you have?" He said, "I have little oil in my hand." He said, Gather many bowls. Now, here this morning, everywhere things that have not been working for you, get ready because they are going to expand. You don't understand. That small business will become a global business. Just three people, you can see them. Those are the people. You three people, that small business, that business in your corner of your room, it will become a global business. That work you are doing, that nobody knows you, you will become a celebrity. Something will happen this month that will change your status. Who is God speaking to her? Somebody that God is speaking to, shout the louder. Hallelujah. Know that that grace will speak for you alone. It will perform wonders. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 7 is about the man that was full of leprosy. Everything that you are born with that is not bringing glory to God. I mean to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this month, God will surprise you. The Syrian army came. Good CV, but there is a but in his life. He was leprous. I don't know the but in your life. But the supernatural grace is about to erase it. You see yourself. The man of God said, go and bathe in River Jordan. How many times? The man was furious. And said, why will I bathe in river that dirty water? There are better rivers in Damascus. Abana River is there. You said that you go and bathe in. No, it's grace that wants to perform wonders that is speaking to you. Now, if you can only obey, you will see the glory of God. Now, in all this, who is speaking? Is it God or the man of God? I speak as a man of God to you this morning. Every port over your destiny from the day you were born, I erase them in the name of Jesus. I erase them in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Lastly, before we do the anointing, this supernatural grace will suspend every natural law holding you down. Thank you for saying amen, sir. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 6. 1 to 7. The Bible says, the sons of the prophet went. They wanted to expand their horizon and where they are living. And the Bible says, they went, they have to go and cut wood by the river. As they were cutting, the axe head fell inside the water. Axe head is an iron element. Am I right? So they ran back to the man of God. And that's why I pity many of you. There will be a problem in your life. God has given you a man that God will speak to give you solution to your destiny. Stop running around. They were not running around to go and meet another prophet. They were meeting the pastor that God. I'm not making myself so important. No. But every solution that you will need in life and destiny, there is a God and there is a man that God is speaking to through. Am I saying something? Okay, so let's leave that aside. I just need to teach you that. Now, so when they were going, the Bible says the axe fell and that was all. They couldn't go further. They couldn't increase. They couldn't do anything. So they went back to the man of God. You remember, they lured the man to come with them. So when he said, where did the axe fell? They said, yeah. What did he do? Did he speak in tongues? What did he do? He went on look for a tree and touched the tree. Was the tree special? There is a grace in the hand that touched that tree. There is a supernatural grace, an anointing that was released upon that tree. And the Bible says, he said, where did they put it? And he put it where the axe head fell. And there was a law of flotation of the axe head. And the tree that's supposed to float went down. There was a law of substitution. Malin Pralikayaba. May I announce to you by the supernatural grace that you are receiving this morning, everyone that wants your death for, they will fall for your sake. Every natural law that have hindered your progress, that have hindered your promotion, if a man is sitting under your promotion, I command the supernatural law to exchange you with that man in the name of Jesus. One man said, "You will not be promoted over my dead body." And that child came, and what? Now this is Daddy Gio's testimony. And he came, and Daddy Gio said, "No, it's not possible. Go, you will be promoted, and nothing will hinder your promotion." And so he went. She went, rather, and went back. Few days after, the man went on compulsory leave or something. And before he returned back, the one that said, "Over my dead body, you will be promoted," they are on the same platform. Everyone that said you will not progress, in their very eyes, you will surpass them. I was in part 5 or part 4, I can't remember. When a lady walked up to me and said, "Sir, one of the lecturers said if I don't sleep with her, I will go back home with pass on this campus. That she will frustrate, it will frustrate her." I said, "See, as the Lord liveth, that man, if he doesn't repent, 6 feet below, he will go." So there was a course that came. And they sent this man out of the country. And this of my daughter came, had wonderful result, maybe 2, 1 or 2, 3, I can't remember. On the day of their graduation, the man returned. He said, "How did you make it? Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. If you have a little bit of time." Man will not be at work in your life this month. What will be at work in your life? Supernatural. Somebody say, "Father, let the supernatural grace envelope my destiny now. Let the supernatural grace of God envelope my life, envelope my destiny, envelope my business, envelope my going out, envelope my coming in, envelope me in the morning, envelope me in the evening, in the afternoon. Let the supernatural grace." Somebody's praying. You and I will anoint the symbol of your work. The supernatural grace will envelope you. It will envelope the symbol of your work. If you are working in office, bring your ID card. You have it at all times. If you are doing anything, just bring a symbol of your office, work, equipment in this place, and you will see God. The breath of heaven is coming upon them. The breath of God is coming upon the symbol of your destiny. And your life will never remain the same. And after that, you will begin to sing that song. Come and see. Because all eyes will gather to see you. Some people did not understand. I said all eyes will gather to see you. in the name of Jesus. If you are a student, just present your head for me, because that's where the wisdom of God will come upon your life. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that this supernatural grace has come upon our life and destiny. That which we have not been able to explain this morning, let it begin to walk in the life of your children in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.